Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm here with my guest, Dr. Barbara Jackson, all the way from Cleveland. Good morning, Dr. Jackson.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. It's such an honor to have you here. Can you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
My name is Dr. Barbara Jackson. I'm a third generation member of the Church of God in Christ Incorporated. In 2010, I was appointed by the Bishop Emmett Lewis Neville Sr. to serve as supervisor of the Ohio West Department of Women. It is my job to train the women how to be loyal and faithful servants, first of all, to God, and how to, in the midst of their storm, have peace and joy, tranquility and strength, happiness and patience in dealing with other people, how to endure hardship, and how to survive in the midst of their storms. We train the women in different areas, how to raise their children, how to live a holy and separated life in this sinful world. And so that's just a little bit of some of the things that we do.
That is so awesome. Dr. Barbara Jackson, just in these recent days, our land, or our, should I say our nation, has been infected with this terrible epidemic called the coronavirus. I want you to take your time, and I want you just to encourage our people and tell them where our hope lies in.
This is a horrible disease that's come upon the nation, and I did some research on this coronavirus, and I came across a Jewish priest who had wrote a book called The Bible Code. His name is Rabbi Glasser's son, and Glasser's son wrote this book and said that he predicted that these things would happen after the Torah 2,000 years ago. And he said that he could reveal some secret codes and that we're not supposed to eat just anything. And it was from what they were eating, different things that they were eating in China. They were eating rats and bats, he said, snakes and all kinds of damnable things. They were even eating and skinning dogs while they were still alive. But then I kept reading it. Somebody commented on the book and said, there is no secret code going on. God wrote the entire Bible, and the prophets prophesied exactly what was going to happen. And what we have here is the beginning of these perilous times. It will get worse if the world doesn't repent and turn to God. And that is not a secret. So this man didn't have a secret code. But this virus has affected all of us and hundreds of us. It's killing all over the world. This virus that's going on, this coronavirus, has gotten global attention. And there are efforts made worldwide focused on lessening the spread. The spreading and the impacting of this virus. Our federal government, the state, the local, and public health officials are working furiously to find a cure. But this is indeed perilous times. The Bible talks about these perilous times. But yet we, the sons of God and daughters of God, are not without help, for he promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, the King James Version, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, meaning you, the blood-bought ones, which are called by my name, the name of the Most High, we are the children of the Most High and Almighty God. If we shall humble ourselves and pray and seek our faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. We ought to turn. We've got some sins that we know that we've done and sins that we don't know that we've done. We, the blood-bought ones, the saved ones, we've got to turn and seek God's face as never before. And then 2 Timothy, the third chapter, speaks about the last days, the perilous times that should come. When you get time, read the entire chapter. The end is not yet, but yet we got to get ready for the soon coming King. He's coming soon, saints, and we better be prepared. And these are indeed perilous times. Yet we, the saints of God, are not without help, for he promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is our refuge. He's my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. We have to put our trust in God. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. At a time like this, there are people who are calling on the saints everywhere. And the world should know it's time to pray. It's praying time. It's time for the saints to call on the Almighty God. We've been asleep too long. We had 9/11. We had the Ebola virus. We had the West Nile virus. We stopped for a little time. On our lawns, we're saying from 9/11, pray. In God we trust, but soon we forgot about that. We go out to the bars and to the clubs and to the malls, and we don't go to church like we should on Sundays and during the week, but we're at the mall shopping, we're at the bars drinking, we're at the restaurants eating and gossiping about things that we should not do. Our children are going to school, but are they learning anything while they're in school? They're in school, some of them, playing games. The teachers sometimes are not sincere. They're being raped and attacked by the teachers in the school and molested in the schools. Our children are in trouble. The mothers and fathers are on opium, and they're in trouble. But God has a way of getting our attention. And God sent this, allowed this coronavirus to come upon us to get our attention. Well, now that he has our attention, we ought to learn how to pray. We ought to start giving God some glory. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you how you spared our family. I thank you how they're coming up with ways to condense this thing over in China, because they went staying in their homes and so forth. And they slowed down this virus. Well, for 2 weeks, we're in our homes during this transition period. And so while we're in our homes, it's giving us a time to give God some glory. We don't have time to play games. We don't have time to decide. It's not the clubs and the bars, but it's time to give God some glory and turn to the Lord. We believe that this critical period is coming to our lives. This horrendous virus called the coronavirus has taken many lives, and it has impacted and threatened our very human existence. So now it's time that we get in a great hurry. It's of great urgency that we should awake and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for closing the bars for a while. Thank him for closing the malls for a while. Thank him for closing the restaurants and the barbershops and the hair salons for a while. The schools even for a while. The icebergs are melting. Let us know that the signs of the times are here. There are fires breaking out at every hand. Mudslides are killing hundreds of people. Tornadoes are affecting us in every way. It's time for us, the saints of God, to take heed to the time of the day in the history of our lives. Our lives are at stake. It's praying time, not playing time. We need to watch and pray. Pray without ceasing. We become too caught up on this materialistic society. We're too busy trying to make more money and keep up with the elite and the prosperous ones. While there are people suffering all around us who are in need of our help. In King James Version of the Bible, it says that we should awake. And it says that my people that are called by my name, the coronavirus is a demon. We shall have the victory because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. we should be cautious and take heed. But yet, there are some that are filling the beaches by the hundreds of thousands when they said that we need to be in our homes, confined in our homes. They don't even believe it, that this is real. Well, for sure, this is real. We have the proof. The hospitals are filling up at an alarming rate. The people don't know where to turn and where to go. But I admonish the people, turn to the Lord. I shall not be afraid, because the Lord is my shield. Thank you, Jesus. He's my buckler. He's a mighty bulwark. He shall fight my battles. He's a great physician. We're running to the doctor when we should have turned. Yes, that we need the doctor, but we need the great physician by the name of Jesus. He's my deliverer. He's my savior. He's my protector. Therefore, I'm going to win this battle. We're going to be victorious, because there are those out there who are praying like they've never prayed before. It's praying time, saints, like we've never prayed before. There is a cure for this coronavirus, because there is nothing impossible with God. All we got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he shall come to our rescue. He promised to do that, but we're not calling on him. We need to do like the doctor said and follow the orders of those that are in charge. And they say, in order to win and be victorious, we need to wash our hands. Stay in our homes. If you're sick, stay away from the public. Stay away from the large crowds. We congregate in large crowds and talk about nothing sometimes. Sometimes we're not congregating to praise the Lord, but we're congregating to see what you got on and to see how you look. But we need to congregate and give God the glory. God is going to bring us out of this thing, because we're going to put our trust in him. He's our only hope. He's our hope of glory. And so we need to do like the song. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't know about these things that are going to happen tomorrow. I just seem not to understand. We don't understand what's going on. I don't know who holds the future, but I certainly know who holds my hand. And so therefore, we, the blood-bought ones, we can change this. If we pray, God promised that he would heal the land. It's praying time, saints. It's praying time. Pray to the Lord so that he will heal the land. He promised to do it, and he's not slack concerning his promise. So if we turn our plates down, fast and pray, God will send the delivering angel this way. And if we plead the blood, we need a blood covering. Plead the blood. The blood of Jesus shall make us whole. That shed blood that he shed on Calvary's cross is available to us. If we just plead the blood, God will bring us out. I'm looking for God to work a miracle. I don't know about you, but I've got faith in God. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. But we live not by things seen, but we live by things unseen. And so therefore, we that have faith in God know that this God that we serve is able to bring us out. He's able to bring us through. So we ask in him, God, be merciful unto us. God, heal the land. God, bless the people. In the mighty name of Jesus, do it for your namesake. Do it for your glory. And God, if you do it, we're going to give you the praise. We're going to give you the honor. We're going to change our ways. We're going to acknowledge that you are God, the sovereign God, the only wise God. You are God who we depend on, who we lean on. You are our leaning post. And God, we say thank you, and we praise you. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor. It's praying time, saints. Pray. God will hear your prayer. Pray. God will come to your rescue. Pray. God will rescue us from this terrible disease. The world needs now is prayer. The world needs God today. Look unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith, who is able to bring us out. Read your Bible. Pray. God will bring us through.
My God. Would you pray for our listeners?
God, we don't know which way to go. We don't know what to do, but we're coming to your throne of grace, asking you for mercy. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Lord, we need your help. Our children need your help. God, we know that you are soon coming, King. We ask you to prepare us for that day. But while we're in the land of the living, God, we ask you to go with us on every hand. Be with us every step of the way. Guide us and lead us. Let your Holy Ghost power take us through this dilemma. And God, we realize that you're able to do all things. We ask you to heal the children, heal the sick, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're able to control this situation. And as you have done before, God, we ask you one more time, God, come to our rescue and heal this land. Touch your people. Deliver us, God. Let your peace abide. We know that there's wars and rumors of wars, but God, you stop the talk of wars and rumors of wars. With this coronavirus, they're not even talking of wars and rumors of wars. They're too afraid. They're talking of God healing the land. They're talking that they need a healing. God, we need a healing. Heal not only our bodies, but heal our sensitive soul. Save to the utmost. There's those out there that need saving. There's those out there that need help. There's those out there that are sleeping on the street. They're homeless, God. Help us, God, to serve you and help us to serve your people. Your people need your help. And God, if you bless us, we're going to give you the glory. And if you bless us, we're going to give you the praise. You've healed some, and they've got testimonies of how victorious that you have been to them and how you brought them out. God, bring the rest of us through. Bring us out and let your blood cover us, and we're going to give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. And God, we vow to change our way of living. We vow to live right, to live a holy and separated life from this sinful world. And we thank you and we praise you, for victory belongs to your people. We claim victory on today for your people. We claim victory for this nation. We claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. You said all we had to do was ask. And we're asking you, God, heal the land, heal us, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Jackson, thank you so much for being my guest.
I am so honored.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.